Macmillan Audio presents Rival to the Queen by Carolee Erickson. Read for you by Susan Lyons. Chapter 1. Flames crackled and rose into the heavy air as my father's servants piled more bundles of brushwood on the fire. Smoke rose grey-black out of the flickering orange tongues, the heat from the rising fire making my younger brother Frank draw back, fearful that we too might be singed or burned, even as the stench of burning flesh made us put our hands over our noses and recoil from its acrid, noxious reek. I did not step back. I held my ground, even as I heard Jocelyn's agonizing cries. I held my breath, and shut my eyes, and prayed, "Please, God, make it rain. Please, God, put the fire out." It was a lowering and cold morning. The overcast sky was growing darker by the minute, and I had felt a few drops of rain. I thought, it wouldn't take much rain to douse this fire. Please, let it come now. A large, strong hand clamped onto my shoulder. I could sense its roughness through the sleeve of